Jesus Christ across the continent of Africa and beyond.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. My name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. ZRA seizes 300 cases of smuggled Konyangi beer. World Vision signs MOU with Policy Monitoring and Research Center. Oil-rich Sudanese region becomes new focus of war. Walia sets sight on league glory and CAF return with NAPSA stars. Now the news in detail. The World Vision Zambia has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, with the Policy Monitoring and Research Center, PMRC, in Zambia to research and monitor policies on hunger and nutrition, child rights policies, and agricultural policies. Speaking during the ceremony, World Vision Zambia Director Mark Nosbach says the Memorandum of Understanding is in line with the works the institution offers. He says the MOU will address issues to do with children protection, providing clean water in schools and health facilities for the betterment of the future leaders.
Thank you for coming together to sign the Memorandum of Understanding between PMRC and World Vision Zambia. And again, thank you for your leadership, Dr. Sydney, for championing this collaboration. As I briefly said, I'm really excited about this because it is a passion of mine. I think for those who have been newer to World Vision, let me say a few words about us. As you know, we are a Christian and child-focused organization dedicated to social justice and poverty reduction. We have been active in Zambia since 1981, and we work across all provinces in Zambia. And
meanwhile, Policy Monitoring and Research Center Executive Director Cyril Mwamba says the MOU will also focus on influencing policy making, knowledge exchange, and national building as it speaks to the need to end hunger in the nation through initiative of food approach.
This signing of the MOU signifies an important milestone in our collective efforts to foster evidence-based policy formulation, transformative research, and sustainable development outcomes for Zambia, our country. Our collaboration aims to leverage the respective strengths of both institutions to contribute meaningfully to the national development agenda, and of course to fostering our SDGs.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has impounded a light containerized truck that was carrying 300 cases of Konyangi beer concealed under sacks of carpenter, potatoes and clothes. The truck with registration number BLC3320 and currently parked at ZRA Makeni Yard was intercepted in Kapirimposhi on Saturday 19th July 2025 and escorted to Lusaka for further investigation. The investigation has since revealed that this was a pure case of concealment, a form of smuggling. ZRA Senior Corporate Affairs Officer Robert Zawe says the items declared for transportation included carpenter, potatoes and motor vehicle, rims, among others, but the transporter failed to declare the Konyangi beer. He said had the truck not been intercepted, the government would have lost 418,135 kwacha in tax revenue.
This beer was concealed under the bags of carpenter clothes and motor vehicle rims. The interception was done in Kapiri and the truck had to be escorted to our enforcement center in Lusaka at Makeni Enforcement Yard. And as ZRA, we are saying we are not going to pay a blind eye to all forms of smuggling. So this truck that you are seeing here will be seized together with the Konyangi beer. This beer, had we not intercepted, the government would have lost 418,000 kwacha in taxes.
Mandevu constituency in Ngwerere Ward 22 councillor says construction of Garden Site 3 police post has commenced through community collaborations. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Adrian Banda says his office is working in partnership with the community to construct the police post, which is currently at foundation level. Mr. Banda says the police post, once complete, will help curb crime in Garden Site 3 and the surrounding areas. The Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Godaza has congratulated Shadrack Imbewe on his appointment as Commissioner of Lands. Godaza Executive Director Elas Chanda Mlenga said the organization is confident in Imbewe's capability to lead critical reforms in land governance. Mlenga stated that the appointment comes at a time when Zambia is facing pressing challenges in land management, which demand transparency, inclusiveness, and accountability leadership.
We wish to commend President Hakainde Hichilema for appointing Shadrack Imbewe as Lands Commissioner. As an organization, we are confident in Imbewe's capabilities to lead critical reforms in land governance. This appointment comes at a time when Zambia is facing pressing challenges in land management, which demand transparency, inclusiveness, and accountable leadership. We are optimistic that Imbewe's leadership will boost service delivery, ensure fair land allocation, and help curb illegal transactions and exploitation of customary land.
The Ministry of Education on the Copperbelt says the completion of 15 new secondary schools will significantly ease the challenge of limited educational infrastructure in the region. Principal Education Standards Officer PESO for the province, Nyambe Sefulo, says the schools being constructed under the Zambia Education Enhancement Project ZIP with support from the World Bank are a vital step towards ensuring equitable access to quality education. Speaking on EduTalk Zone, Mr. Sefulo has highlighted the initiative that supports the government's broader vision to uplift education standards across Zambia, ensuring every learner receives a solid foundation for lifelong success.
Our classroom space and the number of learners that we have, the classroom space are far short. But allow me to thank government because just within the Copperbelt province, we have got 15 new secondary schools that are under construction. You will have an opportunity to see one or two as you are on the Copperbelt. But apart from that, CDF2 has moved into our existing schools to increase classroom space. So in most of our schools, you'd find a new 1x3 classroom block and improving the toilet facilities. So the challenge of increase in numbers.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuvalo, says the construction of urban roads in Lusaka is progressing well, with several projects showing steady advancement. Speaking during a tour of selected road sites under the Urban Roads Upgrade Program, the minister expressed satisfaction with the pace and quality of works. He says the projects are vital to decongesting the city and boosting economic activities. Mr. Sialuvalo has called on residents to remain patient as the works progress, noting that the short-term inconvenience would result in long-term development gains for Lusaka. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, says it is deeply concerned over the recent findings by the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, regarding a suspected illegal mineral trade syndicate between Zambians and nationals from an East African country. In a statement, Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the report exposes a staggering amount of the suspicious transactions worth over 1 billion kwacha and $5 million between 2022 and 2024. Mr. Ngoma says the FIC report highlights the pervasive nature of illicit financial flows in Zambia's mining sector, which is estimated to cost Africa around $40 billion annually. He says foreign nationals are largely involved in the illicit activities after using Zambians as commissions to maintain control over their respective bank accounts.
IPAC is deeply concerned about the recent findings by the Financial Intelligence Center regarding a suspected illegal mineral trade.